Hi, I'm Jess. It all started last year, or maybe I should say it all ended. My former best friend, Sally, was madly in love with Josh, but Josh didn't like her. He liked me. One night we were at a party and Sally came in and saw Josh and me talking. She was so mad that she texted me swearing and saying, "How dare I steal him? He was hers." But he wasn't hers. She had never even gone out with him. And like I said, he liked me. The next day, Sally spread rumors at school that I had sex with Josh. Now the whole school thinks they know all about me. As for Josh, he won't even look at me. Even though he knows it's just a rumor, and that I supposedly had sex with him, it's like it was all my fault. In one crazy moment, I lost my best friend, a boy I liked, and my school life. Oh man, my life is over just because of this one thing. I guess I should tell you about some other stuff too. I'm 17. My two brothers and I live with our mum. Our house isn't the best, but it's okay. I have my own room. If you walked into it, you would laugh. The walls and ceilings are almost completely plastered with pictures and posters of musicians, bands, and my favourite TV shows, along with tickets from shows I've been to and some weird things like my broken iPod, which I stuck to the wall to. And then there are my drawings. I'm okay at art. My room is like a collection representing me. Mum says she'll have to strip the room when I leave home. She once took photos of it to show her friends, and then she put up a sign saying, "Caution, under demolition," on the door. I think she thought that meant me clean my room, but I didn't, and the sign is still there. I like it that way. We now have a deal. I keep the door shut, and she stays off my case about cleaning my room. So now it's summer, and I'm not going to school. Plus, I can't face my so-called friends. So my life is pretty much me in my room.